always a day of great joy when you have baptisms, to hold a newborn, to hold a little child, to relish the delight of a child's smile gives us new life and encourages us to be young again. What name do you give your child?
Parker Chase.
What do you ask of God's church for Parker Chase?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Benjamin Max.
And what do you ask for Benjamin Max?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Aria Nabila Thurlow.
And what do you ask for Ariana?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Minan Jane Kirkpatrick.
And what do you ask of God's church for Minan?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Ariadne Sophia.
And what do you ask for Ariadne Sophia?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Madison Lee Palacio.
And what do you ask for Madison?
Baptism.
Parents, you have asked to have your children baptized. In doing so, you're accepting the responsibility of training your child, your son, your daughter, in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring them up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us, by loving God and our neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you're undertaking? Godparents, are you ready to help these parents in their duty as Christian mothers and fathers? The Christian community welcomes these children with great joy. In its name, I claim them for Christ our Savior by the sign of his cross. I now trace the cross on your child's forehead, invite the parents and godparents to do the same. Dear parents and godparents, you've come here to present your son and your daughter for baptism by water and the Holy Spirit. They are to receive the gift of new life from God who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring them up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine life which God gives them is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in their hearts. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, renew now the vows of your own baptism. Reject sin, profess your faith in Christ Jesus. This is the faith of the church. This is the faith in which these children are about to be baptized. And invite you all to renew your own baptismal promises. Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father, in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Parents, I ask you, is it your will that your son, your daughter, should be baptized in the faith of the church, which we've all professed with you? Ariadne Sophia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Madison, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Parker Chase, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Benjamin Max, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Aria, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Minan, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This child has a future in broadcasting. She wants the microphone. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin and given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcome you into his holy people. He now anoints you, Aria, Madison, Parker, Benjamin, Minan, and Ariadne, with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and servant king, so may you live always as members of his body, sharing everlasting life. And this is the same oil we use to consecrate the heads of bishops and the hands of priests. Aria, Madison, Parker, Benjamin, Minan, and Ariadne, you have become the new creation, clothed yourself in Christ. See in your white garment the outward sign of our Christian dignity. Bring that dignity unstained to the everlasting life of heaven. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you for safekeeping, to be kept burning brightly. May these children of yours be enlightened by Christ. They are always to walk as sons and daughters of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their heart. When the Lord comes, may they go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Amen. A little round of applause up here. Joy when you have baptisms, to hold a newborn, to hold a little child, to relish the delight of a child's smile gives us new life and encourages us to be young again.
What name do you give your child?
Parker Chase.
What do you ask of God's church for Parker Chase?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Benjamin Max.
And what do you ask for Benjamin Max?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Aria Nabila Thurlow.
And what do you ask for Ariana?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Minan Jane Kirkpatrick.
And what do you ask of God's church for Minan?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Ariadne Sophia.
And what do you ask for Ariadne Sophia?
Baptism.
What name do you give your child?
Madison Lee Palacio.
What do you ask for Madison?
Baptism.
Parents, you have asked to have your children baptized. In doing so, you're accepting the responsibility of training your child, your son, your daughter, in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring them up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us. By loving God and our neighbor, do you clearly understand what you're undertaking? Godparents, are you ready to help these parents in their duty as Christian mothers and fathers? The Christian community welcomes these children with great joy. In its name, I claim them for Christ our Savior by the sign of his cross. I now trace the cross on your child's forehead, invite the parents and godparents to do the same. Dear parents and godparents, you've come here to present your son and your daughter for baptism by water and the Holy Spirit. They are to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring them up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine life which God gives them is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in their hearts. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, renew now the vows of your own baptism. Reject sin, profess your faith in Christ Jesus. This is the faith of the church. This is the faith in which these children are about to be baptized. And I invite you all to renew your own baptismal promises. Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness?
I
do. Do you believe in God the Father, in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died and was buried, rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Parents, I ask you, is it your will that your son, your daughter, should be baptized in the faith of the Church, which we've all professed with you? Ariadne Sophia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Madison, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job. Parker Chase, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Benjamin Max, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Aria, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Minan, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This child has a future in broadcasting. She wants the microphone. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin and given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed you into his holy people. He now anoints you, Aria, Madison, Parker, Benjamin, Minan, and Ariadne, with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and servant king, so may you live always as members of his body, sharing everlasting life. And this is the same oil we use to consecrate the heads of bishops and the hands of priests. Aria, Madison, Parker, Benjamin, Minan and Ariadne, you have become the new creation, clothed yourself in Christ. See in your white garment the outward sign of our Christian dignity. Bring that dignity unstained to the everlasting life of heaven. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you for safekeeping, to be kept burning brightly. May these children of yours be enlightened by Christ. They are always to walk as sons and daughters of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their heart. When the Lord comes, may they go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Amen. A little round of applause up here.